忙。
But I'm glad for that.
但是我很高兴。
Because everywhere I go, I want to let people know about the Jesus that I serve.
那不管我去到哪里，都想让人知道我所侍奉
的主耶稣。And also to make sure that, they receive something that will impact their lives.
那我总是很高兴看到会众们收到从神这里有领受。
So today I hope you receive something.
所以今天我希望你们有领受。
That will help you in your journey with God.
我希望你们在你们跟神同行的路上。
And be Christ-like wherever you go.
不管你们去到哪里都有
耶稣
的形象。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
Can all fathers wave to me, please?
所有的父亲们请来招个手。
Hallelujah. And also, there are some fathers who are not biological fathers, but they are spiritual fathers.
那我们当中还有一种父亲，他们不是肉身的父亲，他们是我们属灵的父亲。
So today is your day too.
所以今天也是一个很好的日子。
Can you adjust this a bit? There's a ring back or something. Okay. All right. Praise God. Now, I saw a picture. About a man, of a man,
关于一个男人
who was lying on the floor,
躺在地上
with his hands and his feet up in the air.
然后他的手和脚都举在天空上，空中。
There was a child standing on his palm.
那有一个孩子站在他的手掌上。
And a woman lying with her stomach on his feet.
然后还有一个女人躺在她的肚子上。
And the woman was holding the child.
然后这个女人呢也抓着那个孩子。
But was kissing the child.
然后我在亲吻那个小孩子。
As a matter of fact, the man was working harder than anybody else.
那个男人他工作比其他人都忙。
But it is a mother's love that is being recognized.
但是被人所意识到的只是那个妈妈的爱而已。
Because she was kissing the baby.
因为妈妈是在那里亲孩子的。
And the baby was not looking at the father.
那个孩子眼睛也没有望着父亲。
Was looking more at the mother.
那个孩子的眼睛是望着母亲的。
And you know, everywhere you go, most of the time.
那每次不管你去到哪里。
It seems as if fathers are not recognized.
那我们都觉得好像父亲没有这么被认知到。
But today we are saying, fathers, you are working hard.
所以今天我们特别来认知一下父亲们，你们真的是很努力。
Don't give up even if you are not recognized.
就算没有人认知到你的辛苦，也不要放弃。
I know some fathers can be very lousy.
我知道有的父亲们也会很
So can some mothers also be.
好，很差劲的那种父亲，不好意思。
So can some mothers also be.
但是母亲也可以很差劲的。
But today we are going to talk about the father of fathers.
但我们今天要谈到父亲的父亲。
Who is the God of all.
他是我们的神。
And he is an example to us how fathers could be.
所以他是一个最好的父亲的榜样。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we are so grateful to you.
主啊，我们对你真是感恩。
That once again we have an opportunity.
我们这里又有机会。
Of coming together to worship you.
我们聚在一起来敬拜你。
The King of Kings.
你是万王之王。
The Father of the fatherless.
是所有父亲中的父亲。
The God above all.
是最上的上主。
With whom we can always have a conversation.
主啊，我们总是可以跟你交流。
And know that our conversation.
也知道我们中间的对话。
Is heard by you.
是被你听到的。
Thank you for Everything that you have done in our lives.
谢谢你在我们生命中所做的所有的事情。
And we pray that today you give us a fresh revelation.
所以我们今天祷告，你给我们有个新的开启。
Of who you indeed are.
关于你到底是个什么样的神。
The Father will endeavor.
你是一个什么样的父亲。
To draw even closer to you.
让我们更加的亲近你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名，谢谢主。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And like I said earlier, because of the SOS. As soon as I finish, I have to dash out. So if I don't talk to you, it's not that I don't like you.
那大家也要知道，我们今天因为有早上有个急救的紧急的情况，所以我一讲完道，我得赶快走人。但是不是因为我不爱你们哈，是因为我确确实实没有时间了，必须赶快走人。
But because I have to go and help out somewhere else.
因为我必须去那个急救中心去帮下忙。
Am I forgiven?
那大家能够原谅我吗
？Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Now today I want to talk about the life of Jonah.
我今天要讲约拿的生命。
And God's relationship or God's nature shown through his life.
然后通过约拿的故事看看神的性情。
How many of you have read the book of Jonah?
那你们读过约拿这本书吗？
I'm sure you know the story.
我相信你们是知道这个故事的。
But I'm going to tell you the story again.
但是我还是会跟你们讲个故事的。
Because Paul says,
因为保罗说,
to hear the same thing over and over again,
一次又一次的听同重复的道,
is not harmful for you.
是, 是对你没有益处, 没有坏处的。
But it is beneficial for you.
对你是有益处的。
Alright, so bear with me.
所以大家要有耐心。
Now, in the story of Jonah,
在约拿的故事当中,
God called him.
神呼召了他。
And he knew that he was so powerful.
他知道神是很全能的。
And when he sends him out,
神知道当他差遣他出去的时候,
something would definitely happen.
他就会有这个能力成为他的器皿。
But Jonah decided,
但是约拿却决定呢?
That no, I'm not going to do what God has asked me to do.
我才不要去呢,我不要做神叫我做的事情。
And that is, the message was to go to a place called Nineveh.
所以他们要去一个叫尼尼微的地方。
And just preach to the people.
只是去尼尼微那里给他们讲道而已。
But he decided, no, I'm not going to do it.
但是约拿就不肯。
You see, it's like some of us.
就像你我中间很多人一样。
You know, the Bible says that the people in Nineveh had done so many horrible things.
圣经里面说尼尼微的人他们做了很多的罪恶在罪恶当中。
And they were so bad.
他们真的很坏的。
And Jonah thought, because these people are bad, they don't need to hear the gospel.
所以约拿就认为那他们都这么罪恶这么坏了干脆都不要听福音算了。
And you know some of us are like that.
你知道我们中间也有人是这样。
We look at some people and we think that these people are so bad.
我们看到一些人说哇这个人好坏呀。
They don't need the gospel.
他根本就不需要福音得救。
They can walk straight into hell.
他可以直接进地狱得了。
Because that is a place for them.
因为那个地狱就是给坏人设计的。
But God cares and he loves all people.
但是神却爱所有的人。
And as we go through the story, we'll see how much God loves these people.
所以当我们来听这个故事的时候，我们能够听到神有多么爱这些人。
So Jonah went to a place called Joppa.
所以他约拿去了一个叫做约帕的地方。
And he bought a one-way ticket to a place called Tarshish.
然后他又去了一个叫做他施的地方。
Because he wanted to run as far away from God as possible.
因为他想使劲跑，跑离神。
But God is so amazing.
但是神真的很奇妙。
Can you leave the readings out for now? When I get to the place, I'll let you know, okay?
我们暂时不需要这个经文哈，等我们到那里的时候再告诉你们。
I'm just telling the story now.
我现在先讲故事。
Okay? So on the way,
所以在去的路上,
the ship in which Jonah was,
在约拿所坐的船上,
went into a storm.
发现了风暴。
And the storm was raging so, you know, badly.
风暴太强烈了。
And the people started rowing harder and harder.
然后人就使劲的划船，使劲的划船。
The harder they rowed,
他们越划的厉害呢。
You can show pictures of us, yeah, on the screen. So that it doesn't look blank.
我们很高兴这个屏幕上有人的相片。
Sorry, I'm giving you a hard time.
影像。
You know, that's
对不起哈。
You see, when you are retired, you can just...
你知道当我这个退休以后我基本上就不管不顾了。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Anyway, they rode harder and harder, but it was getting worse and worse.
所以他们就使劲划船使劲划船可是情况却越来越糟。
And so they started calling on their gods.
然后他们就使劲喊他们的神。
And nothing was happening.
然后什么也没有发生。
But Jonah was just relaxed, you know, sleeping.
然后约拿呢就开开心心的在船上坐着。
And they went and called Jonah. Jonah, are you asleep? Look, we're in trouble. Pray to your God. Maybe we shall.
然后这些船上的人着急了，跑到约拿那里去。你赶快起来，赶快对你的神祷告吧。我们的神不听的。
And you know one thing I see about that? Everyone has an idea of some supreme being.
所以每个人都好像对人类有一个认知。
But it is up to us to let them know who is that supreme being.
但是我们需要知道那个真正属灵的那个神是谁。
So Jonah said, okay, I don't need to pray. I know what the solution is.
所以约拿很清楚神的旨意。他说，哎呀，不用祷告了，我知道你们的麻烦在哪里。
Just throw me into the water.
你们就把我丢到水里就是了，我就是那个麻烦。
And everything will be alright.
他说，你把我丢水里，你们就自己就没事了。
How can we throw you into the water?
他们说
，You're going to drown.
他们说，为什么？我们把你丢到河里，你不就淹死了吗
？Jonah said, don't worry.
然后约拿说，你不用管了，没关系。
Just throw me into the water.
你把我丢水里就好了。
So they threw him into the water.
所以他们就真的把他丢水里了。
And suddenly,
突然,
the storm ceased.
然后风暴平静了。
Wow.
他们就 wow.
This is amazing.
真奇妙。
So they started worshiping God and they started giving vows.
他们本来是想要敬拜他们的神的，然后他们却现在看到真神，却认知了。
And you know one thing.
你们知道吗?
God turns impossible situations into his opportunity.
神经常把不可能的事情变成神自己的机会。
They saw the power of God.
他们看到了神的大能。
And they started worshiping God.
他们就在那里敬
拜我们的神。And they started making vows.
然后都开始宣告。
See, I don't know what storm is in your life.
所以我不知道你们的生命中有什么样的风暴没有。
Whatever storm is in your life,
不管是什么样的风暴。
God is prepared to calm it down.
但是神却可以叫风暴停止。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
So don't worry.
所以不用担心。
Just trust God.
只要信靠神。
Bring all your storms to him.
把你所有的风暴就交托给他。
He will calm them down.
他会让风暴平息。
These days we are experiencing so many storms and we are wondering where is it going to lead us.
所以我们最近这么多年一直在风暴当中，我们都不知道最后会发生什么。
I'm not talking of natural storms.
我们不是说自然风暴哦。
I'm talking of family storms.
我讲的是家庭内部风暴哦。
I'm talking of financial storms.
我说的是那些经济风暴哦。
As a matter of fact, I have never paid so much for petrol in my life like
我生命这一生命都没有付过这么多的油钱，车油钱。
In a week,I spent almost £200 on petrol.
我一周花了200磅的汽油钱。
Oh, I'm retired.
我是退休的人。
Why they do it to me?
为什么退休的人还要付200磅的油钱？
I know that God is in it all.
但是我知道神在这个当中。
He's going to turn things around.
他会让世间有翻转。
And we are going to smile.
我们就会微笑。
Even if.
就算。
Petrol is expensive.
汽油很贵。
God will provide the financial, what do you call it? Provision.
神仍然会提供我们的经济支柱。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So don't worry.
所以不要担心。
Amen? He will help you out.
他会帮助你们。
The storms will calm down.
风暴会停息。
All you need to do is to throw yourself on him.
你们自己需要的就把你们自己扔到神的怀里就好。
So anyway, he was thrown into the sea.
然后呢，约拿到了水里。
And then a fish just swallowed him.
然后就有一个鱼把它给吞掉了。
And he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days.
然后他在这个鱼的肚子里待了三天。
Wow, and then the fish, you know, spat him on some shore.
然后这个鱼呢把它吐出来吐在一个岸边上。
And God told him, go and do what I ask you to do.
然后神对他说你现在去做我让你做的。
You can't run away from God. You run away from him, he will send you back.
你看你不能从神那里跑开，你跑从他那里跑开他又把你放回去。
Dream of running away from God.
所以我们不要从神那里跑开了。
Well, you can't show our pictures?
我们能不能看看我们的这个影像。
No, I'm joking. Praise God. Anyway, coming back to the story.
来回到我们的故事。
Jonah then went to Nineveh.
然后约拿去了尼尼微。
And when he finished preaching,
当他讲完道之后，
the people turned their lives around.
然后这些人真的有回转。
And they experienced the forgiveness of God.
他们经历了神的宽恕。
And they went back to doing good.
他们回去开始行善了。
Because they heard the gospel.
因为他们听到了福音。
You see, let us not look down on people because we don't want them to hear. When they hear the gospel, something happens.
所以我们不要小看当人听过福音后会发生什么。
And their lives are turned around.
因为他们听到福音以后真的可能生命就翻转了。
But Jonah,
但是约拿,
when people became saved,
当人得救的时候,
he was not happy.
他不高兴。
He started groaning.
他开始抱怨。
Showing a sour face.
然后就说啊，很难过的表情。
I don't know how to show a sour face. I'm always smiling.
我总是在笑。其实我本来想跟你们演示一下难过的表情，然后很挣扎，演不出来。
Anyway, so he went and sat down somewhere.
所以他当时坐下。
And God, you know, did something to him.
神就对他做了一些事情。
You see, for the past few days, we've been experiencing some heat wave. On Friday, how many of you were outside on Friday?It was so hot.
我们上一周是天气特别的，温度特别的高，你们都热得不得了。有谁星期五在外面的？星期五好热。
Can you imagine this head?
你们看看我的这个头，
in the sun,
在太阳底下。
So painful.
很疼的。
And Jonah, we are told that he was a bald-headed man.
然后约拿原来也是秃头的，没有头发的。
And God saw that he was in pain.
然后神呢，看到他头很疼。
So miraculously,
他就跟他。
He let a plant grow.
他就让 some shade. 他就让一个蓖麻然后长长得有叶子挡着它。
Just like we do when we are in the sun, we always want some shade, don't we?
那我们在夏天热的时候是不是也是希望有一点阴处可以乘凉
的？ Oh, they're getting there. I'm on the screen now. But that's too late. Anyway, let's go on. So the leaves covered his head.
那个蓖麻的叶子就挡住了他们的头, 给了他们一个阴凉的地方。
And he could not feel the heat any longer.
然后他就不会再被那个热的晒得头疼了, 头皮疼。
And the following day he was still sitting in the same spot.
所以第二天他还坐在同样的地方,
moaning and groaning.
不停地在抱怨。
And God made a worm eat the plant.
然后神就要一个虫子去把那个蓖麻的叶子吃掉了。
And suddenly the plant withered.
然后这个种子这个树叶子就没了。
And died.
然后死了。
And Jonah was angry with God.
然后约拿又开始抱怨了。
So God, you're so wicked. Why did you let the plant die?
然后说神啊，你真是奇怪，你怎么又让那个蓖麻树死了呢？
Can you imagine that?
你,
people needed to hear the gospel. You didn't want to do it. But you are concerned about a plant.
你可以想到吗? 真的有人该听到福音呢? 约拿又不想去做。 但是一棵树吧, 蓖麻树, 然后约拿竟是事儿。
Misplaced priority.
所以他完全错过了生命中的最重要的事情。
That's how sometimes we behave. We have misplaced priorities.
那我们生命中也常常是这样, 经常把我们的优先顺序搞错。
God has called us.
神呼召了我们,
he has chosen us.
选,
he has placed us in a place where we can have an impact.
把我们放在一个人的圈子里面, 让我们可以影响到这些人。
But sometimes we are concerned about so many other things, forgetting about the real thing.
但是我们呢, 却常常被其他的事情搅和了, 然后就忘了最重要的这件事。
And so, at the end of the story,
所以在故事的末尾,
Jonah recognized that it is more important to worship God than anything else.
约拿最终终是认识到了, 其实敬拜神比其他的事情都要重要。
Now here are some observations that I've had.
所以现在呢, 我们能听一听,
in this particular story.
我们听, 我们在这里面思想一下这个故事。
So now we can go to the Bible verses, alright?
我们现在可以来看看圣经的具体的经文。
Good. The first thing we notice in this story,
所以我们第一个要看到的经文, 问题是,
is that God sees everything.
神是看透所有问题的。
And we cannot hide from God.
我们是躲不开神的。
He is the all-seeing God.
他是全能全知的。
You cannot hide from God.
你没有办法躲避他。
Because no mountains cover you. No mountains cover you.
没有任何山能够盖过你。
He sees you wherever you are.
他不管你在哪里, 他都按照你的本相当时认识。
You know, sometimes, you know, we'll be somewhere and we think, oh, Pastor Joshua cannot see me, so I can do whatever I like.
有的时候我们会觉得, oh, Joshua 牧师看不到我, 我想做什么就做什么。
Sister Betty does not see me.
那个 Betty 姊妹看不到我。
Brother Alan, no.
Alan 弟兄也看不到我。
You know, so I can do whatever I like.
我就可以私下里想做什么做什么了。
But one thing we fail to notice is that God sees everything.
但是我们需要知道的是, 神什么都看得见。
Let's look at Jonah 1:3.
让我们看看约拿书一章第三节。
Can you read it in Chinese?
Okay. 约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船架，上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。Jonah
was running away from the presence of God.
约拿要从神的同在中逃出去。None
of us can.
我们根本逃不出去的。
God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
And he cares about us.
因为他真的很关心我们。
The Bible says what? I will never leave you nor forsake you.
因为神说我永不放弃你，永不丢弃你。 这是神的应许。
He loves us so much that we cannot hide from him.
所以他这么爱我们, 让我们都没办法躲开他。
And Psalm 139, verse 7 to 10, you know, tells the full story of what God is able to do.
诗篇139篇的7到9节就能够让我们看到神，我们躲不开神的这一点。
Can you read it?
第七节, 我往哪里去躲避你的灵? 我往哪里可以去逃避你的面?
Verse 8.
我若升到天上,你在那里, 我若在阴间下榻,你也在那里。 我若展开清晨的翅膀,飞到海地极居住。就是在那里,你的手臂引导我,你的右手也必扶持我。Wow,
this tells the full story of what God is able to do. Wherever we try to go, God is there.
所以这个经文告诉我们,不管我们躲到哪里,神都在那里等我们。
Hear this, it said, even if I make my bed in hell, Behold, you are there.
他说, 就算我是到了阴间, 神你都在那里。
That is how far God is, you know, able to come to us.
这就告诉我们神真的是在哪里, 往再高再低都能到你那里去。
Because he is the all-seeing God.
因为他是什么都能够看见, 全知全能,
the father of the fatherless.
他是父亲中的父亲。
Point number two.
第二点,
even the sea and the waves obey him.
就算是风海浪都会听神的。
Jonah 1:15-16.
在约拿书1章15节说, I read. 他们遂将约拿抬起, 抛在海中, 海的狂浪就平息了。 那些人便大大敬畏耶和华, 向耶和华献祭, 并且许愿。
As soon as Jonah touched the water,
就在约拿掉到水里去的那一刻,
the storm ceased, as I said earlier.
风浪就平静了。
And there's a similar story in Matthew 8:23-27.
那有一个很类似的故事在马太福音第八章。
Where Jesus was traveling with his disciples.
当耶稣和他的门徒们在一起走的时候,
and the storm arose.
然后就有风暴起来,
but Jesus was asleep.
然后耶稣呢, 在船上睡觉。
Can you read Matthew 8:23-27?
耶稣上了船, 门徒跟着他, 海里忽然起了暴风, 甚至船被波浪掩盖, 耶稣却睡着了。 门徒来叫醒了他, 说, 主啊, 救我们, 我们丧命了。 耶稣说, 你们这小信的人呢, 为什么胆怯呢? 于是起来, 斥责风和海, 风和海就大大的平静了。 众人稀奇说, 这是怎么样的人, 连风和海也听从他了。
Who is this that even the sea and the waves obey him?
这是什么样的人, 连风和海也听从他了呢?
As I said earlier, God is able to calm the storms in our lives.
就像我刚才说的, 神可以平静我们生命中的风浪。
Because he is powerful.
因为他是全能的。
We serve a powerful God.
他是一个全能的神。
We serve an awesome God.
他是一个大能的神。
We serve a great God.
他是一个最好的神。
Who is able to do far more than we can even think or imagine.
他所能做的是完全超乎我们所知道的。
Our imagination is limited.
我们能够想象的是很限制的。
But when we come to him in faith, as Jesus said, all you of little faith.
所以当我们以为我们凭着信心来到神面前的时候, 耶稣却说, 说你们这些小信的人啊,
believe that I can do amazing things.
相信我可以做奇事, 做大事,
and I will do it.
然后我会做的。
Now I want to tell you, you know, a story.
那我今天要跟你们讲个故事。
But I'll come to that in a minute.
我会一会儿出来。
So let's go to our next point.
让我们到第三点。
He cares about you.
他关心你。
He cares about you.
他很关心你。
Jonah 1:17.
约拿1:17节。 耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿, 他在鱼腹中3日3夜。
Now, let's look at Jonah.
那我们看看约拿。
Jonah disobeyed God.
约拿不顺服神。
And a lot of us disobey God in many ways.
那我们自己也常常在很多方面不顺服神。
But God still cares for us.
但是神仍然关心你我。
Now, when we look at Jonah,
所以当我们看看约拿时,
God could have, after they thrown him into the water,
当那些人把他丢到海里的时候,
he could have let him drown.
神就可以让他淹啊, 淹死。
But what we read says what?
但是我们读到的却是,
the Lord prepared a fish to swallow him.
耶和华却安排了一条大鱼去吞了约拿。
Have you ever thought of that?
你们想过这样的问题没有?
Before he even landed in the water, somebody who had disobeyed God, God still prepared something for him to save him.
就他这么不顺服的人将要被丢在水里，还没下水的时候, 神就已经准备好那条鱼了。 Hallelujah.
God cares.
神关心。
You know, some people think when they are going through difficult times, God does not care. He still cares for you even when you disobey him.
很多人都觉得我在经历风暴的时候, 神就不关心我了, 其实神一直都关心着。
To the extent that before even you get into trouble, he's there to save you.
可以想象吗? 当你还没有走进风暴, 还没有麻烦的时候, 神就已经在那个地方等着你了。
1 Peter 5:6-7.
彼得前书第六章六节, 所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。第七节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
He says what? Cast all your cares upon him, for what? He cares for you.
这里面教我们要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Don't be walking around with your shoulders bowed and with heavy load or whatever. Put it all on Jesus.
我们不要自己来扛这个重担，扛到我们肩膀都压垮了。我们把这个重担卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
And that is also repeated in Isaiah 43:1-2.
所以这同样的话也在以赛亚书43章的第一节和第二节上面说，雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。第二节，你从水中经过，我必与你同在，你过江河，水必不淹过你，你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
When you go through the fire, it will not burn you.
当你在火中经过，它都烧不着你。
You remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the friends of Daniel?
你们知不知道那三个在大火炉里被烧的那人？
These people told the king that, look,
这三个火炉里被烧的啊。
You want us to worship this golden thing?
他们有一个王，那个王要叫他们去拜一个金像。
We are not going to worship this thing.
然后他们说，我不要拜这个金像。
Today or tomorrow.
我们今天或者明天。
And even if God doesn't save us.
那就算神不救我们也好。
We will not bow down to this golden image.
这三个人也说，我们就不拜这个金像。
That is how much they believed in God.
这就是他们对神的信心。
And that's why Isaiah put this here, that even when you go through the fire,You will not be burned.
所以以赛亚书里面才说，就算你们经过火，也必不被烧。
Now, the fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was heated 7 times.
那他们那三个在火炉里被烧的三个人，那个火炉可是比一般的火炉还要高三倍的温度。
And we are told that, oh, because they believed in God, something happened.
因为他们相信神，就奇迹发生了。
The people who brought them to throw them in the fire.
那些抬他们去火炉的那些人。
The fire just finished them off.
他们把他抬进去，还没进去就已经被烧完了。
They all died.
他们都死了。
But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Hallelujah. 这三位太就是哈利路亚，他们就没被烧死。
Somebody looked in the fire and they saw a fourth person with them. There were three, but they became four.
但是圣经里面却说，我们在那火炉里面好像看到了四个人。
And the description was, he was like the Son of Man, Jesus himself.
圣经里面记载说，这个人像神的儿子，主耶稣竟然也在火炉里与他们同在。
Wherever you go,
不管你们去到哪里，
whatever you do,
不管你们做什么，
his eye is fixed on you.
他永远都与你同在。
He will be with you in trouble.
他在你困难的时候与你同在。
He will deliver you.
他会释放你。
With his victorious right hand.
用他的大能的右手。
With his righteous right hand.
用他的公义的右手。
God cares.
神真的关心你。
Is it number three we are on or number four? He hears and answers prayer.
神听祷告也答祷告。
Jonah 2:7-8.
约拿书二章七到九节。我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。第八节，那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
He hears and answers prayer.
他听我们的祷告。
And Psalm 118:5.
然后我们再看诗篇118篇第五节，我在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。
I called on the Lord and he heard me.
我在极难中求告耶和华，他竟然应允我。
Those of you who know my life story,
这些知道我生命的我的故事的人，
you will know the story.
你们可能听过了。
But for the sake of those who do not know, let me tell you.
那些没听过我的故事的，我这里再说一遍。
I have three daughters.
我有三个女儿。
And one son.
一个儿子。
But as a matter of fact, we had four daughters.
那我们其实 有四个女孩。
The fourth one was born early.
但是第四个女孩当时早出来了。
And was in hospital for 6 months.
然后在医院里面待了六个月。
As soon as we brought her home,
当我把她带回家的时候
the following day,
第二天
she died.
她就去世了。
Wow.
Wow.
That is tough.
很难的一件事情。
And, we thought, wow, that's the end. Because my wife also always goes through difficult times with her pregnancy.
那我们当时觉得哎呀肯定没戏了因为我的妻子她每次怀孕这个事情都比较艰难。
So we thought, maybe we have to stop here.
然后我们就想哎我们不要再生了吧。
But suddenly,
但是突然
one day I was reading the Bible.
有一天我在读圣经。
Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Something clicked.
突然有看见。
We are told that Abraham gave birth to Isaac, Isaac gave birth to Jacob, and Jacob gave birth to the 12 tribes.
让我当时就读到亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒又生雅各，雅各又生了十二个支派。
And then the man gave birth all the way until, you know, he comes to Jesus.
然后人就一个一代一代的这样生，一直到耶稣的这一个年代。
And suddenly something hit me.
突然有一个亮光。
And I thought, wow.
我说
You know, where I come from,
我从哪来?
I don't know about Chinese,
我不知道中国人的说法。
But it's a man who carries the family name forward.
但是我们是男人带着自己家族的姓名继续的,中国也一样。
My father gave birth to two of us.
那我的父亲也生了两个孩子,我是其中一个。
My brother had Down syndrome.
那我的哥哥呢,他当时有一个病。
And he died early.
他就提前去世了。
So it was up to me to carry the family name forward.
所以我是唯一的一个继承我们家的这个名字的人。
And I only had girls.
然后我当时就只有生了三个女儿。
Who get married and then get some other name.
那在我们的文化里面那我这个名字就到此为止了。
So my name would die.
我的名字我们家族的名字就到此为止了。
So I said, Lord,
所以我说主啊
you know, Sometimes you don't have to pray long prayers.
你知道你们不需要祷告很长时间的。
Short prayers, faith,Boom.
你们祷告很短的但是却有信心的祷告一样的。
I said, Lord, my father's name is going to die with me, but I believe you don't want that to happen.
然后我对神说主啊那我们家族的姓就要死在我这里了但是我相信你不想这个事情发生吧。
And here I see Abraham gave birth to Isaac and on and on and on.
然后我又看到亚伯拉罕生以撒以撒生雅各等等等等。
Lord, give me a son.
主啊给我一个儿子吧。
So I prayed.
所以我祷告。
And we got on with our lives.
然后我们就开始普通的生活着。
But one day I was filled with so much faith.
有一天我觉得很有信心。
I told my wife that she was pregnant.
我跟我的妻子说你怀孕了。
I mean, usually it's the woman who would tell the man that, you know,
一般都是女人跟男人说我怀孕了。
But I told my wife that she was pregnant.
但是我是那个对我的妻子说你怀孕了。
Because she didn't know.
当然因为她那时候还不知道。
Because she had irregular, you know, periods and sometimes...You know, nothing will happen, and sometimes something happens. So she didn't know what was happening.
对她来说
But the revelation came to me.
对她来说她已经够忙的了有三个孩子然后自己好像经期也正常所以她就没有想过自己可能怀孕所以竟然是从我这里听到的。
And at that time, whenever she went to the GP,
然后每次她去医生的时候
the GP said she had gastroenteritis, you know. Gas in the stomach, and that can be very, very painful.
Yes, 医生就说他有一个毛病，就是他容易胀气，然后胀气的时候会很疼。
And she was being given a drug called tricylicate. Mandy will know.
他然后就被医生开了处方。
And tricylicate and pregnancy don't go together.
然后这个处方呢，特别不适合孕妇。
But the doctor kept giving her tricylicate for the, you know.The pain in the stomach.
然后呢那个医生还当时继续的给他开这个药吃因为想着他有胀气想把他治胀气这个病却不知道他怀孕。
So one day I told my wife, let's go and see this GP.
然后有一天我就跟我的妻子说让我们去看这个医生吧。
Because you are pregnant.
因为你怀孕了。
When we got there, the doctor did this and said, oh, you know, it's gastritis.
然后当时医生左查右查还是说没就是胀气而已啦。
But since you insist,
他说但是你这么坚持说你怀孕了。
We'll send you to the medical center to go and test.
那我们现在就把你派到那个中心医药中心让你去试一试。
You know, at that time, you know, there was this pregnancy test kit was not, you know, a popular thing.
那个年代我们的检验怀孕的这个笔好像没有这么灵光灵验。
And when we got to the hospital, this lady doctor,
然后我们当时去了医院，有一个女医生
just did this and said, oh, what I'm sensing is early menopause. Early menopause.
他就说，他反正当时医生的诊断是说，你已经到了中年，可能快绝经了。
And my wife was just 38 years old.
然后其实我当时我老婆才38岁。
Menopause at 38?
那个女人的那个收经的时候其实是不是那个年纪。
But she said, since you are insisting,
她说既然你这么坚持的话
we're going to test.
我们来试一试吧。
And when she tested,
当他们查验了以后
she said, wow.
她说 wow.
You're positive.
你是真的怀孕了。
You are going to have a baby.
你会有孩子的。
And then she said, okay, let me measure.
然后她说好让我来量一下。
12 weeks.
她说已经12周了。
The doctors could not see my son for 12 weeks.
医生12周都查不出我里面有个儿子。
But here is where the miracle occurred.
所以这个就是神迹的发生。
When, my wife had Ruth.
当我的妻子生了第一个孩子叫 Ruth.
As soon as she gave birth, she went into a coma.
然后他当时生完以后他就晕倒了。
For about a day or so.
大概晕了一天。
Lydia was okay, somehow.
第二个女儿 Lydia 还好。
Dorcas, she had preeclampsia, so Dorcas was born at 32 weeks through cesarean.
Dorcas 呢又是一个早产的 ,32 周就提前生出来了。
And Deborah, the fourth girl.
然后 Deborah 是我们那个第四个女孩。
She still had this preeclampsia thing.
她还是有这个毛病同样的这个毛病。
So, she was taken out at 29 weeks.
所以她是29周的时候就生出来了。
And like I said, she passed away after 6 months.
但是6个月以后她就去世了。
So the doctor said,
所以这个医生说,
if we had seen this thing earlier, this pregnancy earlier,
她说如果我们提早的知道你怀孕的消息的话,
we would have advised termination.
我们会跟你建议让你不要再留住这个孩子的。
Praise God.
所以我们感谢主。
I prayed to my God.
因为我说我为我的神，我向我的神祷告。
Simple prayer.
很简单的祷告。
To carry the family name forward.
就是为了让我的家族的姓名能够流传下来。
So they couldn't see it for 12 weeks.
所以他们竟然12周都看不到我的太太怀孕的消息。我们很高兴，我们的这样的神多好，他是行神迹的神。
And Daniel's pregnancy was the best ever.
然后我的这个儿子 Daniel 的这个妈妈的怀孕期间是最祝福的。
The doctors took very good care of my wife.
那个医生非常细心的照顾我的妻子。
He could have gone full term.
他可以完全等到40周生。
But because of the cesarean that my wife had had twice.
因为我的妻子之前有过动刀两次生孩子。
There was planned cesarean for 38 weeks.
所以他们就决定38周的时候再给他开刀取出孩子。
And my son was born, who carried the family name forward.
然后我的儿子 Daniel 就已经出生了，他是那个继承我们家族姓名的人。
Daniel is his name.
Daniel 就是他的名字。
And when Daniel was born, anytime he was lying down, his hands were like this.
那 Daniel 出生以后啊，他每次躺在床上，他两个手就是这样举着的。
And those of you who know Daniel,
你们那些知道 Daniel 的人
is a worship leader.
他是一个敬拜神的人。
He can play all the instruments.
他会弹各样的乐器。
Keyboard, bass,
钢琴也好
acoustic,
吉他各种吉他各种乐器
drums,
他都会
everything,
包括鼓啊什么都会
because of a simple prayer that I prayed.
就因为一个简单的祷告而已哈利路亚
God hears and answers prayer.
神是听祷告的神
So David said, I called on the Lord in my distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place.
所以这个祷告就是大卫的祷告说我在急难中求告耶和华他就应允我把我放安置在宽阔之地。
Finally,
最后一点。
He is gracious and merciful because of his love.
因为他的爱，他是有恩典，也是有慈爱的神。哈利路亚。
Jonah 4:1-2.
约拿书的第四章一节。这是约拿大大不悦，且甚至发怒。第二节他就祷告耶和华说耶和华呀、啊、我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱并且后悔不降所说的灾所以我急速逃往他失去。
The Lord is gracious.
神是有恩典的神。
And merciful.
有怜悯的神。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
And abundant in loving kindness.
有丰盛的慈爱。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the conclusion of the matter.
这个就是我们所说的。
He is gracious and merciful because of his love.
他是有恩典的，有怜悯的，因为他是有爱的神。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
As a father.
作为一个父亲。
He cares for us.
他爱我们。
You know, the conclusion of my message.
所以我们今天正道的结束呢。
Is about this God.
就是在说这个神啊。
Who is the way maker.
他是一个开创者。
Can you see here?
Waymaker. 对 ,Waymaker, 开创者。
And today,
就是刚才那个歌。
God put it on the heart of the worship team.
所以今天没想到神竟然让我们的敬拜队也选了这首歌。
To sing Waymaker.
就说他是一个开创者，开路者。
God is here.
神在这里。
Moving in our midst.
在我们当中运行。
God is here.
他在我们当中。
Working in this place.
在我们当中运行和工作。
He is the waymaker.
他是一个开路者。
He is the miracle worker.
他是一个神迹者。
He keeps his promises.
他保证他的应许。
He is the light in our darkness.
他是我们黑暗中的光。
That is who he is.
他就是这位神。
That is who he is.
这就是他的本性。
Do you know this waymaker?
你知道这个开路者。
If you do not know him, get to know him.
你要是不认识这个开路者，要来认识他。
And your life will be filled with testimonies.
然后你的生命会满有见证。
I don't know what song you've prepared to finish, but I want us to sing Waymaker again.
那我们要不要来再来唱一下这个开路者？
That is who he is.
这就是他的本性。
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
God our Father,
主啊,
He loves us.
他爱我们,
He sees us.
他看着我们,
and even the sea and the storms around us, He's able to calm them.
就算有风暴在我们生命中, 他都能使它平息,
because He cares about us.
因为他关心我们,
He hears and He answers prayer.
他听到我们的祷告, 也回答我们的祷告,
He is gracious and merciful.
他是有恩典, 有慈爱的神,
because of His love.
因为他是爱,
because He is the way maker.
因为他是开路者,
the miracle worker.
是一个行神迹的
神, Father, we thank you for moments like these.
谢谢主, 我们谢谢你这样的
时间, that you open our eyes to see who you truly are,
主啊,
as a Father to us.
开我们的眼睛, 让我们看看你到底是什么样的父亲,
that you see us wherever we are, so that you prevent us from going into difficult situations.
主啊，你一直都看顾着我们，知道我们的存在，所以你也一直在看顾我们的道路，让我们不进入患难。
And even if we do,
就算我们进入患难,
you are there to redeem us.
你仍然却在那里等候我们，就是我们。
Bring us to a broad place.
把我们带到宽阔之地。
So you want us to cast all our cares and our burdens on you.
主啊，我们今天要把我们所有的问题都交托给你。
Because you care for us.
因为你关心我们。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的爱。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your goodness.
谢谢你的良善。
Give you all the praise.
我们给你所有的赞美。
And all the honor.
所有的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.